That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You know, you work hard and you play hard, so you need to treat yourself and stock up for summer barbecues with the Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping by using my code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything that you need to fire up your grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals, all from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with my code Bubba at checkout. Again, it's real simple. That's KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba as your promo code on checkout. Kansas City Steaks.com. Use Bubba upon checkout.
Never gonna let you go, never gonna say goodbye, no.
It's the Wednesday YouTube live show. We're only like 1,270 people away from being 40,000 subscribers.
Ooh.
On YouTube.
Getting close.
I'm trying to click on the YouTube live feed deal here. I'm sure Blitz is working on it.
No, we're up. We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
David Hernandez already donated $20.
Yeah, hey.
David Hernandez and his mom's credit card.
Thank you.
$20 cash.
I'm late. You know, I'm not good at technology. Oh, there we are. Mm-hmm. I like the $4 deal there. I like that a lot. Now, is that a little fifth? No, is that? So that's me.
What?
Just looking at something here. Stand by. Everybody be quiet. Hold on. Hold on, let me see.
The same exact thing we were on
Quiet.
Twitch.
Hold on. Blitz is tired. Blitz out. Hold on. See how many seconds behind.
It's quite a bit. YouTube's way behind.
So Partners in Crime isn't there?
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Shut up. All right, I got it.
There we go.
I think I need to wear a long sleeve because my arms look shorter on short sleeves.
I've been wearing a lot of long sleeve lately.
Yeah, but long sleeves make me super hot.
What about like those Under Armour ones, like the tight ones?
But they're clingy and then they show my man boobs.
You don't want to wear like stringers?
Yeah, but your biceps and triceps
Listen
are so big.
No, it's so lunch lady like.
No, they're so big
shut
that it would hide
you're
your chest.
Yeah, shut up. I can't wear clingy shirts because I'm, you know, and my nips. Let's just be honest. I got
some aggressive nips.
I got aggressive nips.
Yeah, me too. Not like yours though.
No,
Blitz. Listen, I was sizing up your nips at the Florida State Fair.
Okay.
Because you just had that little thin top on.
Yeah.
Your nips ain't. I mean,
I didn't even see your nips.
I guess I can cuss. Your nips ain't shit. Compared.
I just saw Blitz on the fair video out there, and he's looking pretty skinny there with his little sleeveless shirt.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying it like it's a bad thing, Lum?
Well, it's like
it's too skinny.
No. Hold on. Can I be a spokesperson for most men at the building?
Sure.
Like, you know, okay, fucking Johnny Bodybuilder. We know you. We get it. You're Johnny Fitness. You're the skinniest, the biggest cock.
Hold on. I was going to be out in the sun all day, so I'm not going to wear a fucking full shirt. And I didn't wear I have like a smaller tank top. I didn't wear that.
I would have loved to see that small tank top.
Spaghetti strap, Jones?
Pretty much.
Are you going to spaghetti strap us?
I mean, I could have. Because the one I wore had like fucking marks on it.
The only one would have been better is if you would have worn like one of those tank tops that had like our mesh.
Oh, like a see-through?
Yeah.
I ain't wearing that shit. Come on,
fishnet.
Seth, is it Seth Wiley?
Seth Willie?
At $2.99. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Every Wednesday, we're going to go live on YouTube for about an hour. We're trying to build our YouTube presence up, and not only through going live, but also upload. Like, I think, Blitz, it's pretty safe to say that we every day at noon, and Saturday is usually the best of the week, but, like, we put something usually of exclusive content-ish up every day at noon on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
So that, I mean, we've kind of got in, we're kind of locked in on that after now that we're not, you know, done being COVIDed out and we're kind of back in the rhythm of things. And I got to tell you, the show Pomeranian has been doing a great job.
He has.
And today, I think at noon goes the Bubba Power Picks, some of my Power Pig stories about all the bitches that used to come to the studio. I think that's today at noon.
Oh, nice.
And then tomorrow at noon, I think is when I was when I was given my opinion on the New York Post piece on Howard. And then Friday at noon is the deep dark secrets of the big Holly brings the threesome tape to the Thanksgiving deal.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah.
That's Friday at noon. Then Saturday at noon I think is the best of the week. So I mean we're fucking laser locked. And next week we got a Joe Rogan piece.
Seth Willie, $4.99.
And don't forget the 2 hour. I think the Fair Spectacular is going to be an hour plus, and that'll probably be up next week. The Fair Spectacular, which is all content that people have not seen, for the most part.
Yeah, a lot of people are really waiting for that Fair content.
The Fair Spectacular.
It's good. I saw Rhett was showing us a little bit during the break.
And plus, you know, Cave was talking about taking us to RenFest.
I know I edited it. I worked until I started having diarrhea on it and got it up late this morning. And I know that I started out with 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I got it down to an hour 17, I think.
I think he said he got it to like an hour and 25 to an hour and 30 minutes.
With his stuff added?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lummy boy, the dynamic that you and I have is amazing.
Yeah,
if you just fucking listen to me.
Fish on J, $10.99.
Thank you, buddy. But sometimes, you know, Lummy, I know high spots. I know how to fucking produce high spots, and I'm trying to produce high spots. You know, like I wanted to put you on the Scrambler 9000, and like it was almost Blitz took me aside and said you were gonna quit.
Well,
if you had to go on the Scrambler 9000.
I couldn't do that one. I mean, my body wouldn't move.
No, Blitz, listen, you won't see this on tape, but Blitz took me aside and said, hey, Sponge, I go on. He goes, he'll quit if you make him get on the Scrambler 9000.
He was not doing good.
No, I wasn't doing good on any of those, but I did win the best dressed award from that guy.
After you left, me and Lummy were talking, he said that he was mad at me because I didn't stick up for him. And I said, you don't have any idea. I did stick up for you.
I mean, he came in and gave me the precursor fucking tore up you were. Do you notice on the Scrambler 9000 after you told me, like I looked at you and I look at you and I look at you and I can see it in your eyes. But did I press the issue or did I let you go ride the stupid fucking swings instead?
Well, we ran
the swings were worse.
The swings were the worst freaking thing. And then whatever the other one was,
then you should have got on the fucking Scrambler 9000.
But that other one, whatever that thing was, the
Hurricane.
The circle thing.
The Himalaya. That was a regular Himalaya, not the super Himalaya.
Yeah, that was a regular. That was a fucking dark match Himalaya. But anyway, nonetheless, did that fuck you up too?
Yeah, that one did. I almost threw up on that because I downed that green apple.
Ew, that was so gross.
By the way, for those watching the nearly 500 people watching, thank you, and we really appreciate the super chat.
Are the guns out again, Blitz?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I put them away.
Please. He needs to get some fucking meat on those guns.
I agree.
It looks like skinny Rob.
We talked about that this morning too.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I told him ways he can do it.
Yeah.
Bubba.
What?
I know what you suggested.
No, you have no idea.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
extra protein. Protein and whey shakes.
Yeah.
I got some protein Gatorade. I'm good.
Hey, there you go. 10 milligrams.
Bubba, don't.
Don't what?
Don't what? You don't. First of all, I mean, what the fuck? You ain't got no say so in his life.
I know, but it's just not good for you.
His wiener would look better too with his testicles shrunk.
Yep. Hold on. Wow, Lummy. That's from you. That's stiff as fuck, Lummy.
Sorry.
Lum.
Yes.
Wow.
That's true.
I true.
But anyway, I had you set up on some fucking high spots, and I told you to bump off the fucking himmo, and you didn't hear that.
Yeah, you didn't even hear it in the video.
Let me take a bump. I cut it out.
No, it's in there.
No, it should be cut out.
No, it's in there.
Well, cut it out then.
Piggy McGillicuddy, $5.62. Tampa Terry's kind of over.
Tampa Terry is kind of over. I think we have the disclaimer.
Scout and Big Gulp, $10 cash. Can we see Anna's guns?
The Bubba the Love Sponge's official statement is...
Oh, we have that gun off.
Everybody shut the fuck up. I'm playing the same statement. The Bubba the Love Sponge's official statement is that Tampa Terry is kind of over. That message approved by the council. But he goes back to the dick that he usually is as soon as he disrespects any lady of the Bubba Army. There you go. That's great.
Woo.
What were we talking about earlier?
Scout and Big Gulp, $10 cash to see Anna's guns.
I showed up.
Anna, show him.
I did.
She already did. It's like a 30-second delay.
Oh, okay. You got some decent guns on you?
She does, man.
Yeah.
Especially my shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
They developed very easily.
Hey, Bubba, she has DOMS.
I have DOMS.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Anna.
We both have DOMS.
Yeah.
Anna, I like your shit. Now,
Blitz,
you
thank you.
Here comes Blitz.
Hey, is it me?
I like the little...
You guys are like way delayed.
Hey, is it me? Like, I'm going to chat now. You're super delayed, but I'm delayed, and so is Lummy. Are you kind of blitzed the fuck out?
Mm.
Like,
yes,
blitz, is this. Let me show you my fucking arms.
Let's have a gun off.
Let me go to this bitch's Instagram and fucking, you know, Instagram fuck her. And then let me say something negative, and let me go ahead and throw Bubba off. And then let me fucking bring some fact that's going to make Bubba fucking think bad about himself. Oh,
Did
I show you how big my fucking guns are? I've lost 100 pounds. I got a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Killen, $4.99.
I'm making a lot of money now. Fucking get ready to buy a new truck. Fucking should have bought a zillion things of Ethernet or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, Ethereum. Woohoo! Ethereum and Doge up again today.
Doge sucks dick because I didn't buy enough of it.
I'm sorry, Bubba. But it's up again.
I can't, on my Coinbase deal, I can't buy Doge. They won't let me buy Doge.
They never have.
Nope, you got to go to Robinhood.
But I almost think that Doge, is it too late to get on the Doge party?
It was at 67 cents, I believe, today.
Oh, my God.
65 cents right now, sorry. Jason Stockman, $33 for Blitz Shrunken Testicles.
Thank you. I'm third of the way there.
Brandon Dunning, $5 cash. Woo. But you have it, right? You have Doge.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it too, like, I'm looking at Doge right now.
Yeah, because I think once it hits a dollar, everybody's dumping.
You think so?
I can't believe people aren't dumping right now.
they're letting
it die. Are people so negative about Dogecoin?
Because it's garbage.
It's not a real
How do you know?
Right, it's 65 cents right now.
It started out years ago being a joke. That's why it started. Like, it started as a joke.
Why was it a joke?
To kind of make fun of Bitcoin and everything.
Yeah, they're making fun of Bitcoin. Like, this is garbage, and
right,
some
Blitz,
guy made it.
So, Blitz, let me ask you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've done pretty well with it, okay? I mean, I've done pretty well with it.
With what?
Doge.
Okay.
I got some Doge.
Okay.
And my average cost is 29 cents.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so you're coming up on tripling it.
So what I'm saying is, when do you dump? Like,
I got to be honest, I probably would right now, but I don't know.
Bubba, I made the same. I bought it at 8 cents.
You bought it at 8?
And then it got to 21.
By the way, hi, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. If you're watching us live on YouTube, nearly the 536 saps that find us entertaining. Do not take any financial advice from us. We're not giving you any. We're only talking about our stupid shit. We are not financial advisors at anything. And I have blown every fucking dollar I've ever made.
Yeah,
and you've made millions.
And I've made probably, God, Blitz, I bet you I've made $20 million in my life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you think about it, I was doing $1 million a year. I'm just saying, you know what, Blitz? I'm going to actually get a hold of Jim Martin and try to find out how much
I've
made.
Tell me how much money I've made and blown.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, Jim Martin. Jim, Bubba. Hey, everything okay? Yeah, payroll's great. Can you tell me how much money I've made and blown? Well, it's the same number. It's the same number, Jim. So just give me how much money I've made personally since you've been doing my taxes.
Kevin Killen, $4.99.
What did he say, Lummy?
Supposed to be Lummy's plumber. Shoot. That's the guy that's...
Lummy?
That's the guy that stiffed you a few times?
Lummy, who did what?
Kevin Killen, $4.99.
And his comment was...
I was Lummy's plumber. Oh.
This is the guy that left Lummy high and dry a few times.
Lummy, why?
Well, he went to the hospital.
Have you... Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Have you asked Kevin why you stiffed me on the plumbing, kid?
Yeah, he said he had to go to the hospital the one day.
Oh, okay.
One time.
Listen, I know that I do have a plumber. The guy who did my plumbing at Terrace.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, I paid for the shit. But one, he's unbelievable. And two, he's like a half as much plumbing.
Oh, really?
And he's a real plumber.
But is he reliable?
Yeah. And when he says he's going to be there at noon.
He might be there?
No. He always gets there. Sometimes he's an hour or so late based on like some kind of a fucking emergency that came.
Okay, so he's like a typical plumber though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the last time that I had a plumbing issue, he said he was going to be there at 12 and he got there like at 2:15. But he was keeping me tech. He was texting me like, listen, I'm at my other job.
Okay, that's
good, little bit longer than I thought, but I'm headed your way. And he showed up, fixed the shit for $160.
Woo.
You can't put high for those scoring at home. Don't put bacon grease down your
well,
down, duh. Down your sink.
Michael Genevieve, I am Lummy's electrician.
Is that your electrician?
Or, yeah, it's
or all Lummy. These guys, or he all these our... guys that have promised to showed up all stiffed you?
No.
Oh, no, that guy's been there.
He's actually my Uber driver. New Year's
Michael
Eve.
Genevieve, hey.
He's Bubba Army proud.
Love that guy. Chat. So, Blitz, we're at 65 cents now. Now, oof. Do you think...
Wag says you should hodl the Dodge.
What
does that mean?
Well, I think he means hold.
Hold. Yeah.
No, Bubba, I think hold it's going to go to a dollar. Because I sold it at 21. It dipped back down a little bit, then shot back to about 27. I bought back in, and I've been holding it since. I'm in at
29. I'm in at 29 cents.
I think if it drops to like 48, I'd sell.
Okay.
Because that means it's on a tanking. But if it goes to a buck, I'd drop.
I'm going to go check my coin base.
I'm good on, I'll tell you one thing, I'm fucking good on Ethereum.
Oh yeah, that's great. I love that.
Am fucking.
Ooh, everything's up today, buddy.
I'm up big on it.
Tezos went up quite a bit today, 6%.
I can't find a place to even take Tezos.
Coinbase.
Coinbase takes Tezos?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it too late to buy into Tezos?
To be honest, I probably would not right now, but who knows, man?
Hey, I had Tezos and I got rid of it.
Yeah, I remember when you bought it.
Yeah, hold on. I dumped all the Tezos that I had.
How much?
I don't know what it was. Well, can I look at my transactions? Will it tell me?
Yeah, if you go into Tezos, you can click on your wallet and it'll tell you any transactions.
So how many different cryptos do you have, Bubba?
Not very many.
Charles Parks with $5 pound, 5 pounds.
Lummy.
On Coinbase, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Of course, no. Blitz 16. Has always got a
convert
one of us.
All right, Blitz, I converted 113 Tezos to Ethereum.
Okay, so that's good, though. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that was a good move.
And I dumped Tezos, and I made like $300 on them.
Okay, that's a good move.
But yeah, so now I'm over to Ethereum.
Yeah, so you probably did better than actually by doing that.
Yeah. Ethereum's going to 5,000.
Right now, Anna, I only have three. I have Bitcoin, Doge, and Ethereum. That's it.
Oh, we have the same exact thing.
That's the only three that I got. And then I thought I had some Litecoin, but I don't.
So all I have is
Doge, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. That's it. And my goal is to one of these days, and it might take me a year or two, is to get one Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Have one.
Wow.
I remember when you first started, it was like what, 13,000?
Yeah, when I bought, it was the day after the election, November 3rd, November 4th, Sumo was here.
Chachi, $5 cash.
And Sumo goes, God damn, I got to tell you about something right now. It's this Robinhood fucking thing. I go, what? He goes, you got $300? I go, barely. Put in this motherfucking Robinhood thing. If you sign up through my link, I get a free stock, you get a free stock. And it's fucking on fire. I'll tell you again. He's the one told me about Plug Power. He's the one told me about.
Yeah, November 2nd was 13,000.
Yeah, so I bought like $200 of the 300 Blitz that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
I bought like $200 of Bitcoin. And then I've just been trying to buy like $100 a week, like just a little bit extra that I got that I would just fuck around with.
Could you imagine if you would have put every penny you had back then in it?
Oof. Well, I mean, we can play those games all day. Yeah. I mean, we can get all we can get all philosophical about
it. Oh no, me too.
But
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but like, okay, so I was talking to Kevin before Kevin came into the studio yesterday.
Yeah.
What Blitz, and I was, as I was driving home from Lakeland, and I did see you here when I pulled in.
Yeah.
I talked to Kevin for about 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then Tom Bean for 20.
Yep.
And I was talking to Kevin when I was in route here, and he was like, Kevin says that Ethereum could be 10,000 by the end of the year.
That's what he's saying.
And he was saying that by 2024 or 2025, that they think Bitcoin's 500,000.
So that's okay. I mean, I've heard that.
Wow.
That's going to destroy our economy, by the way.
You do? Why not? Why do you say that?
Because the dollar's going to be worth nothing.
And Bitcoin is going to be worth everything.
There's
going to
be a whole bunch of like 17-year-old millionaires.
Well, hold on. Blitz, do you have to pay capital gains on that?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to.
Well, no, hold on.
Well, I mean, there's they're going to raise capital gains,
hold on,
too.
But there's two. What I've been told is there's two things. One, if you hold it for at least a year, you get far less tax penalties than
if you hold it for a year or more, it's capital gains. If you hold it for less than a year, it's ordinary income.
And is capital gains less than ordinary income?
As of today, yes.
But as of a couple months, no.
It's going to not be. So what? People are dumping.
It's going to go up to like 50%.
Yeah.
He's taxing everyone that owns stocks.
Yep.
So everybody that voted for, you know, all the young people, they think they're getting rich off stocks.
Yep.
You're going to be paying 50% of your income.
People are going to dump their Bitcoin
right before
the year. Yeah, before the ruling comes up, so they don't have to pay the higher interest rate.
All right, so you're saying that
to pay everyone else.
But we'll know when Biden's going to sign this shit, right? Like they don't sneak this in the middle of the night on you, do they?
No,
right.
You'll see the market completely crash.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into depression.
When it's getting ready to pass, you'll see the market start just going crazy.
Yeah.
Going down.
Yeah. Now, does everybody know this?
Yeah.
I mean, most people, yeah.
Now, but do you hold on through that?
No.
The trick is you try to sell right before that happens, and then as it's at the bottom, you rebuy. Yeah.
You rebuy.
That's what I did in 06. I bought Bank of America at $2.38. When it went all the way to the bottom.
When smart shit comes out of Lummy's hole, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, right.
You know about at 238, when it's at 40 now.
I think we could get to just doing a bullshit little show like this, you think we could ever get to 1,000 on fucking YouTube?
Ask Bucket 62, $5 from Canada. Woo!
I mean, Blitz, haven't we been over 1,000?
613 now.
Haven't we been at 1,000 a few times on some stunts?
I think
we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple fireside chats, we were like at 1,800 or something, weren't we? Yeah, there we go.
Hey, we did get £5 in chat from Charles Parks from England.
Charles Park, I love you, buddy.
During
long live the Queen.
Cornhole deal, too.
Sorry about Prince, fucking the Queen's husband.
Ask Bucket 62, $5 cash, woo!
But voice. I mean, I bet you even that guy from the UK knows. Like, I bet you're like, listen, man, let's just this fucking Queen die and give poor Charles, he never gets a chance to do shit.
Well, he already came out.
I mean,
out.
You don't expect your mom. Nobody expects your mom to live 100.
He came out and said that he would give it up to his son.
What William? A pussy.
Yeah, he would give it up to William.
So as soon as the fucking queen dies.
The mom.
No,
queen's mom's dead.
Queen's mom is a whole other fucking person. That was actually the queen's mom. The queen's mom. The queen's still fucking kicking at 90-something. Her husband just died. Now, her son, her firstborn son, Prince Charles, who was Diana's husband, he gets to be the king when fucking mom finally croaks. But now it's news to me that they're saying he said, Power Pig, hello.
Jim Foss,
$14.99.
Oh,
well, Jim, no, for Jim Foss.
Jim Foss, $4.99. And then Power Pig, hello, $14.99.
So the $14.99 was for Anna's Yoken.
For a Yoken.
Oh, no.
I
don't
want to
get choked out.
No. I don't want to ever yoke Yana, but I wouldn't mind fucking snatching her up. She's prime for a snatching, not good for a yoking. Poor little thing. Look at her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't agree.
So Charles is like, man.
She might need a yoking.
I mean, can you imagine rolling around having to be the fucking second in charge? Big E, 73, 75, 20 big ones. Donation for the Bitcoin fund.
Woo.
So, but Blitz, now, so they're going to fucking make it, so Biden's going to tax us 50%. Austin Wolf fencing, $10.
It could be more than 50%, too.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Oh.
They gotta get the money. They're all the
they're getting all the money.
Fuck.
Hey, no one's working right
now. I start making a little bit of money.
Yep.
On this fucking Bitcoin bullshit. Nothing to really write home about. But I mean, something I could take a vacation on or some bullshit. Enjoy myself. And motherfucker, I'm gonna get 50 points on the dollar.
I told you. I looked at my pay stub today for this week, and I almost cried about how much money I had to give the government.
Well, you know, because how many job fairs?
Yeah,
are
Yeah,
because
you're
on
making
now,
so fucking much. That's what. I'll start paying you less. You don't gotta pay as much. Making a lot of fucking money for all that bitching
you're
doing.
Power pick alone, $9.99. There's a lot of money
to bitch ratio. Fuck. More he bitches, more money he makes, motherfucker. I hate hell. How loud did I say that? Just to say that?
Some people have heard up to 80%. But there's a lot of, like, Lowe's was doing a job fair. There's a lot of companies hiring right now because they can't get workers.
Because nobody wants to
work. Nobody's going to fucking work. And
Nobody wants to go to work making less when they can sit at home making more.
I watched this thing yesterday on, I forget what channel it was.
Aw.
No, I think it was like in South Carolina. It was like the NBC or Fox affiliate in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Bravo.
There's this real rugged dude, and he drives a truck, a flatbed truck, and all he does is haul lumber.
Oh, yeah, Buzzard Bob.
No. All he does is haul lumber. He goes to the sawmills and picks up fucking lumber.
Okay.
2x4s, sheets of plywood, all that shit.
He's got $1 billion cargo.
Yeah. So he said, they're interviewing him, the price of wood skyrocketing. The average consumer can't even afford to build their house. There's constructions that are stopping in mid-strength because of wood's $9,000.
Yeah, it's a shoot.
So they get this guy on here, and he just looks like a regular dude. He's a truck driver. He's like, I'm telling you right now, I drive to the lumber mills, and I drive to the middlemen who sell the lumber to the mills.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, the middlemen are holding on to it.
Yeah.
Creating this bullshit.
Of course.
He said, I pull into the distributors and there are
mountains.
10 and 15 foot skyscrapers
full
of fucking wood that he could just load the fuck up and take to Lowe's, but these fucking lumber brokers
are running
the shit up.
Of course.
It's like
They do the same thing with oil.
No, motherfucker. They do the same thing with everything.
Well, you're right, yeah.
They're chlorine short right now, too.
Everything. Everything's fucking short right now.
PVC, chlorine.
What?
PVC and chlorine are short.
Chlorine.
PVC. Chlorine for the pool.
Chlorine for the pool, but you don't have one. So what would?
No, I got one.
You got a pool?
Yeah.
Oh, the Wesley Chapel Mansion.
Yeah.
My bad. Northern.
The North House.
And then PVC pipe?
Yep, that's short. And screening for enclosures.
Everything, really. Home Depot, like, you go to the Publix, half the shelves are empty.
They're not
empty, but, like, there's not much on them.
Publix?
Yeah.
They're Publix. Saying, Redbeard says gas is $3 a gallon. Last year, this time, it was $1.19.
And
it wasn't a fucking $1.19 last year this time.
It was really low, because no one was driving.
And there's a truck shortage. truck driver shortage.
Hey, Blitz, so my fucking my truck.
Yeah.
I just looked at I got my payment.
Okay.
You know, because my sister co-signs and she makes, when the Ford payment comes to
She's
the
making
house,
the payment as well
no,
now?
No, no, no. But she brings it over to my side.
Okay.
She goes, you got mail and it's always my fucking Ford payment. It's $515 a month. And by the way, I'm never late ever on it. And when I'm late, it gets auto draft out of her shit and she gets real mad. But anyway.
$4.99.
So anyway, she gives me my Ford truck payment, which is due like on the 15th or something like that. And so I actually open it up and look at it. And it says what my balance of my loan is.
Oh, nice.
Like what I owe. And I only owe $27,100 on my truck.
Damn.
My truck's got 37,000 miles on it. It's a 2019 F-150 crew cab, 5.5 foot. 5.0 liter,
mm-hmm.
20 inch premium wheels, Lariat, white.
Yep.
And so Blitz, I went on Kelly Blue Book Willie or whatever the fuck your truck is worth.com or some bullshit just for shits and grins. And right now my truck is the average retail price is $41,000.
Yep.
And my trade-in value, like what the fuck they give you right now is like 39 or 40. So I'm thinking I'm $13,000 positive on my truck.
So whole,
I'm thinking about selling my fucking truck.
Wholesale
Isn't
prices.
Isn't that what Iggy did?
Yes. Wholesale prices for used cars in the past 3 months have gone up almost 30%, and they're still going up. Because I've been looking at cars, and it's ridiculous how much they've gone up.
So to me, I could be wrong, but doesn't it feel like everything is going up?
Of course.
But the cost, the salaries aren't going up.
Right.
Like Kevin said yesterday.
What Kevin say?
By the way, that wages are the last thing to go up.
Anytime you mention Kevin, it's like a whole nother hot. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear her voice?
Kevin said.
Oh, guess what Kevin said?
When Kevin.
Kevin said it.
Sometimes.
Actually, it is what you said.
Exactly what you said.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin. I talked to Kevin yesterday, and he was like, we're talking about you, Anna.
Of course.
He was like,
that bitch needs a snatch in?
No, he said that he absolutely fucking adores you.
Yep.
And that when he gets his new studio, you are included in all that.
Yep.
And like almost insinuating like you're almost in his will.
Well, let's not go that far. But
motherfucker, we don't go that far. It's what he fucking told me. He goes, she's just short of my will.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking adores you.
Yeah.
And
my heart.
But I tell her that and she doesn't believe me.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
I like the YouTube show. It's a little more loose. I can text people.
I think I'm going to pre-buy some lumber.
What do you mean pre-buy? You're going to be a lumber broker now?
No, I think I'm covering my house, et cetera. I think I'm going to go out and buy like pallets of lumber.
Now they sell them futures on lumber?
Well, no, I think I'm going to go.
For real. I mean, buy lumber now because it's going to be $18 more a sheet in 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, yes. If I would have bought all the lumber I needed like 6 months ago, I would have already tripled my cost.
Now, hold on. We did my Terra ceiling fan home remodel project exactly a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Started in March or whatever.
Still have that drop.
What's that?
Still have that drop.
What?
Of Lummy.
Which one?
The one where he's talking about Tara's ceiling fan. It's my favorite one.
Well, hopefully they'll find it and your pussy will get wet.
Wow. I forgot we could say that over here.
Yeah. You're a little aggressive on that one there, honey.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think she likes an occasional aggressive outburst. She doesn't want me to get aggressive on her all the time, but every once in a while she's like,
you can pepper it in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I do have a tongue pass, too.
You do have the tongue pass. Hi, this is Anna Hummel, and my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, has an all-time tongue pass.
Did you ever think that you'd be able to say that? Like, you could never say that about John Brennan or anybody like that.
Oh,
you know.
God, no.
Actually, when Michael Oliveira was saying, don't ever mention that name, that's the first thing that she thought of, that you were going to have a tongue pass.
Actually, when he mentioned my name, it's not a wonder she didn't start doing that dry fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
You mean the baddest boy ever in Tampa Radio?
Actually, at that point,
were you there? How did you know?
Did you know about me before you came to Tampa?
I do. And you want to know the funny thing?
No, but like being a radio.
How did you know, Anna?
I can tell you exactly how.
Can
you please be honest, though?
100%. And then right. I do have to go because I have to get my vagina product.
You got to get your, yeah.
But I had a program director that I worked with and for when I was in Detroit. And before I even was talking about Tampa, he was telling me like shows to listen to. And he said your name. And I said, what the fuck? That's what I said. Because he's like, Bubba the Love. I was like, what kind of fucking name is that? And I wrote it down in a little notebook. And
yeah,
I still have the notebook.
But when you asked what kind of name is that, did he say, no, the motherfucker is good as shit?
Or well, he's like, he's big time, baby. And I was like,
no,
okay.
No, for real.
And I fucking wrote it down. This is in Detroit.
But he said he's big time?
Yeah, he said he's big time.
Oh.
And I wrote it down. And I mean, I looked you up, but I was like, okay, just some radio guy in Tampa. And that was probably in like 2013, 14. I have it written down in, like, I keep these notebooks. I could probably find it and take a picture
of
it.
Yeah, go ahead. Great.
So when you looked him up, what'd you find?
She found
and Wikipedia'd
that
him and learned all the things.
Hulk Hogan fucked my wife.
Yes.
And by the way, for those
scoring, you can imagine around that time, that was the number one
Hulk
story.
Hulk Hogan fucked his wife. And here's what everybody thinks. And I think Google even alludes to it. Hulk Hogan fucked his wife and Bubba recorded it and tried to sell the tape. That's what people think.
You mean that's not what happened?
No, that's not the fuck happened.
Oh, you never told me that.
No, some guy got away with all that bullshit. I'm not real happy about it.
Well, according to Bing.
Oh, what?
Bing says, Hulkster sex tape stolen by Bubba, ex-employee. That's the first
thing.
Yeah,
but
on
nobody
Bing.
Fucking, nobody, just what Channel 13, 8, and everybody else fucking reported. Nobody reported.
What Gloria Gomez said.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show knows for a fact that Bill Gates is not a eunuch. Thank you. That is all.
Anna, are you getting ready to get in the stirrups?
Yeah, I'm actually really happy that they haven't called me yet to cancel for the fourth time.
So get on out of here so you're not late,
Graham.
Okay? And I need you to look at me, you know, right in the eyes before you leave.
Okay.
But get, you know, gather your shit.
I'm actually going to take the trash out before.
No, we got that. We got it. You got to get
you
your
sure?
You got to get your pussy checked.
Okay.
You know, us guys have a heart on making you do your chores when you get your pussy. When you, if like 20 minutes
sure?
from now, you're going to be in metal stirrup.
I feel bad because I, you know, I
no,
did.
No, just get on out of here.
Okay.
Okay. And get your pussy checked and good luck on that.
Thank you. I hope they don't find anything abnormal.
They're going to find that you have a very abnormally active pussy.
What does that mean?
You don't use it.
Oh, like it's at
the doctor. The doctor's going to be like, there's only one thing wrong with your pussy.
It's, if you don't use it, you lose it.
I just gave
it. If you don't use it, you lose it?
Well, yeah, something like that. Or it gets dusty.
Dusty.
Hey, can you imagine the doctor walking up with a clipboard and said, hey, ma'am, you got a dusty vagina. When's the last time you had a big rod in there?
Dusty pussy.
You got a dusty pussy.
Where's Blitz going?
I'm going to start dry humping that. She's like, I don't be like, man, keep talking that shit, doctor. Dusty pussy.
I can't stop a bullet with my arm.
Why are we, like, look like our Max Headroom? Like
yeah, we're just
stuttering and
walking
shit.
Walking tall, $5 cash. Shout out to Rex Rendezvous in Warsaw.
Oh, yeah, fucking Rex's Rendezvous. Warsaw, one of the coolest little fucking bars ever. Home, yeah, home of the white trash Willie.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Good luck on your pus, your dusty pussy. Thank you.
Is that your tonguing that you're allowed to do?
I tongued that bitch up. That's what I did.
Hi, this is Anna Hummel, and my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, has an all-time tongue pass.
Hello?
Yo, Bubba.
Yeah?
Alan in Cincinnati.
Hi, Al. You watching this on YouTube? You like the YouTube deal? What? What do you got for me?
No, the home price, my wife and I actually bought a house. We're flipping right now.
By the way, if everybody is watching us or listening to us, can you please subscribe and get the notification?
Yeah,
get
give
the
little, us a thumbing.
And give us a liking and a thumbing and a sharing and all that bullshit so we can get our... We got to get to 40,000 on the subscribers. Tell your mom or some other bullshit to fucking follow us. I'm real mad about it. Alan, you're buying a house now and you're going to flip it?
Yeah, we bought a house. We paid cash $455. We're putting like $50 into it.
What's this guy's loaded? He paid $455.
Thanks to Dandiaco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan can't even watch. Get a watch.
You paid cash $455? Damn, Alan. You're not very heavy. I mean, you may be a little heavier on the bits too there, kid, knowing you got that kind of grip. Fuck. Stingy motherfucker.
0.0. Probably not even a subscriber.
Fucking just, now, do you at least subscribe to Bubba Army Radio, Alan?
I do.
Okay, at least I'm squeezing you for $4 right. bucks there.
Yeah, check
thanks.
That.
Yeah, we
all right, Alan, we account. Love you, buddy. What do you flip? What was your message in the deal, Alan? It takes us back a little bit how financially secure you are, buddy.
No, the 2x4 costs went from like $2 to almost $8.
Let me, weren't we buying 2x4s a year ago for like $1.89?
Yeah, they were like $2.
Yeah, $2.
Yeah, like a year and a half ago, I bought a bunch and they were like $1.62
yeah.
a piece.
Yeah, two years ago, I built the whole goat shed for like $50. Yeah.
And so Alan, you're saying that 2x4s are $8?
Almost $8, yeah.
Wow. Around here, they're $6.92.
Wow. Fuck. Is your wife still hot with big jugs?
Yeah, she actually likes jet skiing. We got her jet skiing.
Oh, did you learn it through my two-fingered cul-de-sac deal?
Absolutely.
And when is her jet skiing just most recent?
Within like 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, and when you did it the first time, was she like, holy shit?
Yeah, and she jet skied like 2 times.
Right. And now, I mean, that's taken your... I mean, that's taken... Like now, it's a whole different cum. It really is. Women think they can cum, but when they cum and it's a jet ski cum, most of them are like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Well, no, she actually said before it happened, "I think I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna pee."
And you told her like,
"You gotta write it out."
And what did you tell her?
Let it go. It's not pee.
It's not pee. Just write it out.
Yep.
Don't stop that urge. It's not pee. Let it go. Just let it go. Might get, yeah. And how was that first one that she threw out? I mean, was it a rooster tail?
Yeah, and then I got her to do another one right away, and
right.
and then she wanted to get into the full action.
Yeah, and then sometimes they're just spent, like they just fucking jet skied. So they're like, oh my fuck, and then that's when you can really, you know, get them in a double chicken wing and gorilla the fuck out of them.
Yeah, we haven't done the gorilla yet.
You need to listen, buddy. You need to fucking are you familiar with the gorilla?
I have heard about it from you.
Do you have any idea how it goes?
Is it you just kind of lay them down on the back and you grip upwards, right?
Well, what you do is you lay them flat down on the bed, just flat down, legs together, flat, just straight flat, and then you come in and straddle their hips, and you put your dick, you know, where it needs to go. With her legs together, and then you put your hands over her shoulders and just fucking let it eat. I don't think you understand, Alan, about the gorilla.
I'm just listening. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah. Should have said you were writing it down.
Yeah. What's that, Lemmy?
He should have said he was writing it down.
Well, Lemmy, you're drunk. You're slurring.
I just took a huge swallow of my tequila.
Blitz, is there anything we can do on the Max Headroom deal, or is it just us?
I've tried.
Yeah, fuck it.
The only way to do it is stop the stream and restart it.
Well,
but
that ain't happening.
Yeah.
So, Alan, listen, you put her on the bed, and she has her legs together, okay? Kevin Wilbanks, $9.99.
It's Kevin from Honky Tonk. What's up, Bubba?
What's up, buddy? And you lay her straight down, but her legs must be together, okay?
Yep.
And that kind of props up her little bubble ass a little bit. Maybe just have her bent, just have her scooch up her ass just a little bit. And then you come in and mount her from behind, much like a gorilla does. And then you grab, or you either put your hands over her shoulders or you grab her shoulders. And then you just fucking let it eat. And it has to be, you can't gorilla a girl daintily. When you gorilla fuck a girl, it's got to be aggressive. It's like it's not a make love deal at all. It's a fucking. And there's, I mean, don't you, would you guys not agree that there's big differences there?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's making love, there's sex, and then there's fucking. This is fucking. You can't make love gorilla. You just can't. I'm just saying, there's the fucking rules. Sorry, I don't make the rules, but that's what the rules are. No making love during gorilla style. It's straight fucking. Lemmy, gorilla equals fucking.
Gorilla equals fucking.
Anyway, Alan, laying down $455,000 cash on a flip show. Fucking, you're a better man than I am, kid. Love you.
Thanks, bud.
How about some bits? Fuck, Jesus. I mean,
Coach Cooter wants to know, what if you put a pillow underneath the gorilla?
You can. Yeah, I mean, that just gives it the natural arch that you're looking for on a grill. But, yeah, in fact, throw the pillow down. That give you a natural arch for you to come in on. Hard. Blast.
Mm.
What's your favorite position, Lemmy? Oh, never mind, I know. Getting fucked.
Getting on top.
Oh, you like to be on top?
Yeah. Almost like a gorilla.
It's a little
harder now with the pregnancy. But got it in last night. Whoop, whoop.
I still think missionary is the best.
You do?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Missionary to me takes a lot of energy.
I don't mind.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was on top.
I kind of like the girl riding me out. You know, just ride me out.
Hey, breaking news. Aaron Rodgers reportedly mocked Brian Gutekunst in a team group chat by calling him Jerry Krause.
Blitz, this is a fucking South Park episode. Mm-hmm. So they had a team chat Zoom deal?
Yeah.
And he starts clowning Gutekunst?
Gutekunst.
All right. Well, so now that's good, because either one or two things are going to happen. Either Rodgers is getting traded, which is going to expedite the process, or Gutekunst is gone. Right? Yeah. I got to line in the sand.
Well, I mean,
right,
Jerry Krause broke up the Bulls, so.
Yeah, I know you did. I mean, if you really know who Jerry Krause is, I did. Most people don't, but he's the one that fucked the Bulls up. Well, now Aaron Rodgers is calling Brian Gutekunst Brian Krause, which means he's fucking the Packers up. I'm amazed that he participated in a Packer chat. Blitz, that's got to look kind of better for the Packers that he wants to play, even if he's clowning the guy. Otherwise, he just would be dark, like, you know, just not participating. But, like, I'm not available for any of that bullshit until you trade me. What do you, you're the next best, I mean, you're far better sports guy than I am. What do you think, how do you think this ends up, the Packer deal? And I know you know it as well as I do.
I honestly believe that it's going to come down to probably right before training camp, and Aaron Rodgers will not show to training camp, and they probably will trade him right before training camp.
You don't think there's any chance they get rid of the Google?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they get rid of him, then yes. But if they don't, then he's not going to show up at training camp.
You're giving me both sides of the Like, you're not even giving me a definitive answer.
If they fire him.
I said.
I don't think they're going to fire Guggenheimer.
My prediction was they indeed replace Guggenheimer. That he's gone and Aaron Rodgers is stays. That's what I predicted. But you're like, well, if he doesn't show up for friends, what the fuck?
Well, no,
Give me a definitive deal.
How I think that the Packers are going to handle it, I think it's the wrong way.
What do you think will happen?
They're not going to fire Guggenheimer because they're not going to want to give that the players that much power. So they will keep standing firm and then trade Rodgers.
I kind of agree.
Because they don't. Once they do that with Rodgers, then they look like a bunch of pussies.
I agree. I know that Aaron Rodgers means a lot to them, but they can't let a fucking player control the entire team. I don't care who it is.
Well,
I mean, I know that like that's you know, Aaron Rodgers might not be wrong, but
I mean, hindsight being, if Aaron Rodgers is already calling him Klaus?
Jerry Krause.
Jerry Krause. If he's already calling that, and arguably if the Bulls had a chance to redo it, would they have gotten rid of the fucking general manager and kept the Bulls intact, or would they have let the general manager do what he did? Hindsight.
The owner came out and said that he wishes that he would have kept Jordan and Jackson.
There you go. So
I get that.
So now you have kind of a template. Kind of a template of this happening before, where you got an overzealous general manager who breaks up the fucking team, and you know that happened what 10, 15 years ago. So let me
98,
like,
yeah. So
you have history of that happening, and the owner, I think Jerry Reisenhorn or whatever hell his name is,
yeah, you're right.
Went on record by saying, "I wish I wouldn't have let Klaus do that."
Correct.
And I kept the team intact. So wouldn't the Packers say, "Okay, we've seen this movie before. The Bulls, the 90 Bulls. I know we look like pussies, but we got to get rid of this fucking general manager."
But then you could also say from the Packers
stance.
Hello,
Lisa Ann. Good seeing you in there. What's that?
You could say from also the Packers stance that they've seen this one before with Brett Favre. And
well, because Brett Favre had threatened to retire like 4 years in a row. That's Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to retire. He just doesn't like the general manager. It was, you know, with Brett Favre, it was a Brett Favre issue. He kept stringing management along. Mm-hmm. With this is management that's stringing fucking Rodgers along. I don't know how it's the hurricane story of sports that they so desperately need.
Steven?
No, they need that. The NFL needs just to be in the news the whole time.
Yeah, well. You think they wait till after? I think after June 1st, then they save $23 million on salary cap.
Yeah,
and then they off Rodgers for a couple number ones, but it certainly won't be. It'll be 22, 23. What do you think? All right,
he's going to the Broncos.
Okay, what are they saying the Broncos are going to give him?
Right now, it's currently the Broncos will give him a first and second next year, a first the following year, and like a third or fourth round pick of the following year.
Yeah, big deal.
And possibly one of their quarterbacks.
Who do they got?
Drew Locke.
Drew Assbucket?
Yeah, Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater.
Great. Teddy Bridgewater is going to end up being the fucking quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it's horrible.
We're going to have two number ones. The thing about it is you get Denver's number one. So Denver goes on with fucking Aaron Rodgers and goes and wins the Super Bowl. And so your number one pick that you got is the 32nd overall pick.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
It ain't like you send Aaron Rodgers over to the Broncos and they're going to end up 4-6 and your number one pick's going to be a top 10 pick. I mean, yeah. 4-12. No. Any pick you get for Aaron Rodgers is going to be a lower third pick.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers
will make the Broncos instantly better.
Aaron Rodgers just himself brings 8 wins. Aaron Rodgers just with nobody helping, wins 8 ball games based on how good the fuck he is. So, I mean, let's say the Broncos go 10-6, Packers get their number one. Well, their number one's a 23rd, 24th pick.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Because you know,
because nobody that can be the equivalent to Aaron Rodgers is going to be laying around there at 26.
No.
Bottom fucking line.
And John Elway definitely knows how good it is to have a good quarterback.
Yeah, well,
on your
John
team.
Fucking Elway knows about who, you know, he'll give anything for fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm the Packers, I'd be like, hold on. If I'm the Packers, I'm like, hey, fucking John Elway, who's good as fuck and knows this position, ready to give both of his car dealerships away.
And his left nut.
And his fucking left testicle, two number ones, two number twos, and number three, and their backup quarterback. This guy is pretty fucking good. Fuck Brian Gutekunst. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking Minnesota Gopher ball boy. The fuck out of here. You've worked for two places. The Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, he worked for the Chiefs for 1 year.
Well, fuck that. Did he draft Mahomes?
No, not even close.
Then suck my dick.
He worked there when Montana was there, I think.
If you worked for the Kansas City Chiefs and you didn't have anything to do with the hiring of Andy Reid or the drafting of Mahomes, get the fuck out of here. get the fuck out of here, buddy.
Motherfucker.
Let me run the Packers.
You turn
I can have the
dynasty.
Packers fucking fixed by next Friday. Hey, Aaron, Bubba Clem, I'm the new general manager. What the fuck you want, kid? Who do you think we should bring up
here? Did you see me on Jeopardy?
Yeah, I saw you on Jeopardy. I think you fucking nailed it.
I think I might take that job.
You know what?
Okay.
Do it. It's only
a
week.
Hey, Blitz. Blitz, I want you to try to be as big a dick as you can.
Okay.
But if I give you what you want, then you end up being cool, okay? But hold out as long as you can, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Aaron, it's Bubba Clem. I'm the new GM over here at Green Bay. I know that you're real fucking pissed and shit.
Hey, I heard some stuff about you, man.
Yeah. Listen. That's okay, buddy. Yeah, I'll tell you what you did hear about me. You know what you did hear about me? As a matter of fact, Aaron, I'll have my boy send the tape over. I thought, Aaron.
Danny, you send me tapes. I got that. I like when you send tapes.
All right, but listen, I didn't think Danica Patrick had one fucking lick of talent in her.
I know. I heard that you hid when you met her.
Yeah, you know why, Aaron? Because I didn't want to fucking cut a promo on her on how, you know, she wasn't worthy of fucking your kid.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? By the way, a new girl, fucking smoke show.
Thank you.
Love her. And by the way,
most people actually don't say that, by the way.
No, but I know that.
I know. I'm just trying to be honest.
Building them up.
I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm just trying to be honest. Most of the people don't say that.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
You nailed it on Jeopardy, kid.
Thank you.
And listen, you know what?
I'm thinking about taking that job, actually.
You know what, buddy? You can.
Yeah.
We've gotten with the Jeopardy people, and they only tape during our off season. So
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's in the host of Jeopardy?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's who was. Who is Aaron Rodgers? You had to answer it in the form of a question.
Oh, okay. Let's play it again, Aaron Rodgers.
The new host of Jeopardy is?
Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Who is also it's good knowing you.
Who's also a great Packer?
Oh, well, I mean, let's not go that far.
So listen, hey, Aaron, we got rid of that Brian Gutekunst.
Oh, thank God. I hate that motherfucker.
And I shipped out that fucking Jordan Love, the guy we drafted last year.
Oh, good. He put an ass bucket.
And I'm thinking about, you know, since I've talked to the Jeopardy people and they're taping you as a host, of course. I mean, who is Aaron Rodgers?
My girl's giving me rizzes right now. I'm not really listening to you.
Right, well, how about I call you back at a different time, kid?
No, thanks.
I want you to listen.
So anyway, Aaron, before you go, complete fucking
will you be in your
office?
Brother.
No.
Aaron must have read some Wikipedia.
Aaron, before I make any major
ready
personnel,
to fire me, bitch?
Yeah, before I make any personnel decisions, we're gonna run it through you, bud.
Okay.
And I got rid of that fucking number one that you didn't like.
All right.
And we're gonna sit down with you and give you three more guaranteed years on your contract.
Okay.
And you can do all the Jeopardy you want.
So you're saying if I tweak my knee in the first game, I'm out. You got to pay me 3 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
yeah.
Let's do that.
And then you're tweaking your knee on the first game?
I'm tweaking my knee the first throw.
First throw. Ladies and gentlemen, number 12's being carted off. It looked like no hit at all, but it was basically...
He just fell.
He fell over. He took a bump himself. Yep. The linemen are like, what the fuck? Nobody hit you. And they now got the full-blown...
He's rolled around yelling, I'm on fire! I'm on fire!
They got the full-blown fucking EMS... fucking stretchering him
cart
up.
Stretcher.
His knee's blown out, but it really looks perfect.
It looks fine.
And then
he's able to walk out for Jeopardy fine.
They get to the locker room and Aaron jumps off the fucking cart and be like, ah, fuck yeah, my knee's blown out.
I got them, bitches.
3 years, motherfuckers.
I don't even know how it's going.
What do you mean?
I
I'm so afraid that they're going to trade him. I'm just so afraid that they are going to trade. And I got to absolutely root for this fucking Jordan Love guy who I already hate.
Right. So I'm not saying this to be a dick, but like you said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers.
Technically,
no,
yes,
I did
you
not.
Did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you
okay,
did.
I did.
You're not a Packers fan. You hate Packers. I'm never watching the game again. Aaron Rodgers is the worst player ever.
These are different circumstances.
I know. I understand.
They really,
that.
Really are.
Because I understand that.
Because Aaron Rodgers, while Brett Favre was, I'm going to retire or I ain't going to retire.
Yeah, he said that for fucking 20 years.
But while he was saying that, they were watching Aaron Rodgers in camp, and Aaron Rodgers had some fucking skill, and Mike Holmgren was like, this guy, not Mike Holmgren. Yeah, it was Mike Holmgren.
It was Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren, who, I mean, might have went on to be, didn't really do much. I guess he went to, he took Seattle to a Super Bowl, did he not?
Yes, he did. I think he won a Super Bowl there with him.
So anyway, Mike Holmgren, who was a really good assessor of quarterbacks, came through the Bill Walsh system, the West Coast offense with fucking Joe Montana and all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was assessing Aaron. He was like, this motherfucker has got it. Well, that's what the reports. Well, the reports that have come out of Green Bay this past year was they actually closed media down from practice because Jordan Love couldn't throw the ball through the tire.
May 3rd, 2007, I have a note here right after the draft. Brent and Bubba shit all over Aaron Rodgers and think Brady Quinn will be a way better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. And who the fuck is Aaron Rodgers? May 3rd, 2007, with 57 minutes left.
Bubba just said, fuck you. I'm getting my phone and texting somebody.
I just have that note on my phone.
That wasn't even me, Sponge. That was your Stockholm guy saying that.
I love you, Bubba.
He's playing fucking Candy Crush.
No, but it's different.
It is different.
No, it is different.
They
I know,
did,
but you
but
did
hold
say
on.
That.
I know I did say that, but I'm telling you right now, I'm hearing reports, and it's highly reported, that one of the reasons why, yes, they blamed it on COVID, but a lot of teams, most teams, almost every team allowed the media to be there and tape when the players were doing their skill stuff.
Yeah.
The first part of training, the first part of football practice, they break wide receivers, defensive back, defensive linemen, linebackers, running backs, quarterbacks, kickers, and they have like 15 minutes of drills where you got to like throw the fucking ball through the shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think almost every NFL team allows the media to be in there to do some B-roll of the boys fucking around. The Packers have never, ever not allowed the media in during the skill deal. Now, they're saying COVID, but a lot of teams opened it back up after the COVID shit. And one of the things that they're, maybe I'm wrong, but they're saying that the Packers closed down the skill portion of the media coming in there because Jordan Love was a complete fucking ass bucket. Lummy, did you not hear the same stuff?
100%. He couldn't hit a tire.
And they had this one thing where you throw the football like it's like what fucking the ninth grade football guy. Like it's the most basic of – it literally is maybe one of the most basics of quarterback skills, and that's to drop back 3, 4, 5, 7 yards – and throw it through a fucking a tractor tire or something that's suspended on a chain somewhere. Mm-hmm. And Ryan and fucking Love can't do it.
I mean, Utah State is pretty much a running team.
I saw somebody breaking down Utah State that Jordan Love was 0-4 versus ranked teams. And when he played LSU, he looked like, I think he threw 4 picks. When he actually played somebody good. Fucking Jordan Love. Number 10. Fuck off. Losing 12 because of stupid ass 10 with a Guckenheimer kicker. I don't think Guckenheimer. I mean, Lummy, let's take Aaron Rodgers being mad at Guckenheimer out of the deal, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Let's do. Oh, hold on.
I got. Yeah. It's a little quick. All they're allowed to show.
He actually played somebody. Oh, that's me. Hold on. Stand by. How do I... Fucking Jordan Love. How do I turn this shit down?
You go to the volume control on YouTube and mute it?
Sure. I don't think Guckenheimer... I mean, Lummy, let's take Aaron Rodgers being mad at Guckenheimer out of the deal, okay?
Yeah.
Got it. so let me, this is some skills. This is a real quick, like, and yeah. You can tell that this guy, whoever shot this, had to shoot it undercover, did he not?
Yeah.
Here we go.
And then Aaron Rodgers go right after him.
Oh, he does? Aaron Rodgers goes right after him? And look at Love. He puts his head down because he knew he just assed it up. Ready, watch, boom. Watch him put his fucking head down.
That's a big hole, too. They're not that far
now,
away.
Hold on. Now watch. And see, Roger, look at Rodgers tell him. Now, Rodgers is not being a dick. What? Look at Rodgers. Watch. Hey, buddy. Look at you fucking flick it like this, kid.
David Young, $10 cash.
Look, watch. Look. Fucking flick it, kid. No big deal. Keep your eye on the ball, put your fucking head back like that, and you flick. Watch. Boom, boom. It's precise. Yeah, it's a precise deal. Let me show you here, kid. Boom, boom, boom. Bam. Second read. Bam. I mean, Blitz, if I'm the fucking Green Bay Packers, that's all I'm playing to the media.
Now, this is secret. This is one that they weren't supposed to release, but this is 30 seconds of him just trying to hit the net.
All right, hold on.
Miss one.
All right, let's play it from the start. Okay, miss one. Two. And the guy, the coach.
He's an NFL quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. Blitz, and they're waging their entire fucking future on this guy. Hold on. And the guy, here we go. Boom. Miss. And Aaron Rodgers is like, you guys drafted this guy in the first fucking round to replace me, and this motherfucker can't even hit the net. You could have gone out and got me a wide receiver or a slot, and you brought this fuck.
David Young, $10 cash.
Watch Blitz. Watch this again. Ready? Boom, boom, boom.
Jesus,
that was even close. Tim Boyle was even disappointed.
It's the best shit ever. Jeez. If I'm the Packers, I just play this. Aaron Rodgers says, even tries to say, hey, kid, this is how you do it. You flick blick, you flip dope, you dip dippy, you yip yippy, you fucking do this. This is how you do it. And not only am I going to tell you right now, I'm going to fucking show you, kid. Yeah, fucking flick blick. Watch, kid. Have some fun. Have some touch on this shit, okay? Put some fucking touch on it, kid. Yeah, touch. Watch. Blue 14, hut. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Fake out Willie. Boom. Third read. Boom. That's how you do it. You think that was a one-timer? No problem. Give me that fucking ball. Boom, boom. Flip, flip. Blah, blah. Blah, blah. Boom, boom. Throw it in that one. I mean, that's all you need. That's all you need, kid. If I'm the president, Mark Murphy of Green Bay, I'm bringing motherfucking Brian Gutekunst in here. I'm like, listen, buddy. I mean, I know I'm going to stick by you, but this guy sucks. He's horrible. And we let Boyle go to fucking Detroit. He'll come up and fucking us up on that deal, too.
Boyle probably could have hit a couple
of hits. We let Williams go to fuck, you know, the Jamal Williams.
Yeah, chlorine shortage.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Pedro.
The pool guy.
Hi, Pedro. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Two things. The chlorine shortage is because there's BioGuard had two plants that make like 60% of the chlorine tablets. They caught fire last year within a month of each other, so it really fucked up the whole industry. And then secondly, did you see the brand new pitcher for the Marlins? Second game, he suspended for 80.
Who did now? The second baseman for the Marlins?
No, the pitcher. Brand new pitcher for the Marlins.
Right.
He just came up. He tested positive for PEDs. And he's out 80 fucking games. Yeah. I saw this morning. Just like a little snippet, and no one's talked about it.
Well, that's because that's what happens. You get 80 games, and the next one you're gone for the
year. And the bottom line is Aaron Rodgers still, you know, fucking doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. So everybody's flipping out.
What was it he tested positive for?
PEDs.
You
know?
Growth.
No shit, but do you know what it was?
Was it dehydrotestosterone or something like that?
Yeah, test.
Oh, test, okay.
Yeah, Rojo.
His dumbass said, oh, I didn't know it was on the list. What a fucking moron. I mean, come on, really?
Thank God there's no list here at the BRN. We'd all violate it. We'd all get 80 days. I mean, we get lifetime. Right, we get fucking lifetime bans, buddy. How's your hot wife doing?
She's actually a little under the weather, so.
Is your wife Bubba Army?
Yeah, in fact, I got some stickers, and she asked for one on her van, and we listen in the morning when I'm at home and stuff. So,
like a lot, like a lot of times, you know, like the guys are so Bubba Army that the woman just becomes Bubba Army by default, or they hate the fuck out of us. It's one of the two.
Oh yeah, one of the two extremes.
No, she's heard a few shows, and she's like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" I'm like, "Yeah, this is the shit I love, man. I'm telling you."
Well, like you mean when, like, so more, like she doesn't understand. Like, she'll listen to the show, and we'll do some deep insider fucking Bubba talk shit. You know, some You know,
well,
like
that, or it's really funny, and she starts, but we start, you know, rolling on the floor and stuff, laughing, and she's like, "Man, I see why you listen to the show. It's,
yeah, funny as fuck.
You know, it's on point."
And she tells you to fucking mount her up like a gorilla.
Yeah,
make her jet ski.
In fact, she never jet skied until we met, and you know, that was your two fingers. She never had that.
I gotta tell you, man. You know, there's, I probably don't, Blitz don't get near the credit on men that have gone on and jet skied their girl. They heard it through me. They learned it through me.
I agree.
And they're like, you know, they're they've probably make, and they're taking their, you know, woman to a whole nother level. And I don't get near the fucking credit.
If it wasn't for you, I probably would have found it on my own. But I definitely heard it through the show.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I mean, you learned the jet ski technique through the show, did you not?
That is correct.
Blitz did.
Yep.
You know, obviously I did. I don't know that Rhett is the...
Rhett doesn't know what the jet ski technique is.
Pomeranian.
Pedro, we love you. Over to the show, Pomeranian / Slated Up Jones. You there, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Are you familiar with what the jet ski thing is?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever done it?
Yes.
To your girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, he didn't know it was to somebody else.
Did you know it before me?
Maybe not the technique, no.
Oh.
But
well, it's so the thing is, Bubba, you know, when you first started talking about it, it wasn't a giant genre online.
That is true.
But now it kind of is.
Oh, I was way ahead of the squirting game, was I not?
Yes.
I was probably 20 years ahead of it.
Right, and now it's a very big genre,
you know,
online.
Now it's yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, one of the top categories.
Right.
At least that I look for.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
I like to squirt. I don't like...
Well, hold on. Say that again.
I like the squirt.
Okay.
I like the squirt. I do. I really do.
Of course.
Yeah, it's cool. I hope my son's not listening to this show. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Mama? It's Brandon the Quad.
Hi, Brandon the Quad. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was just calling to ask you... What kind of meat and steak do you like? Because before we come down to Tampa, I'm going to stop at the Morris Meat Butcher and buy you guys.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Because
you don't have to do that, Brandon.
Listen, Brandon. Thank you for the effort, but that would require you having to bring a cooler and all that bullshit. And I just want to get you to get your ass down here.
Yeah, Bubba's going to get you laid.
Yeah, I'm going to get you some pussy. Do we know the dates on the deal?
Well, yeah, we're gonna leave on Wednesday the 2nd of June.
Yeah.
Okay. 2nd of June is when we're leaving after one of my mom's doctor's appointments.
All right. Wednesday, June 2nd is when you're leaving Iowa. When does that put you in Tampa, Florida, Brandon McQuan?
Well, my brother's gonna drive you straight through.
All right, and then
the first day.
Yeah, you get here like on June 4, and then how long are you staying for?
Until that next Wednesday.
Well, let me see here. May.
So like the 9th?
June. June 4. And so you're staying until like the 9th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I got to get you some pussy like probably on the 5th or the 6th or the 7th.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Now, do you guys know where? Now, don't say it on the air because, you know, some fucking trolls will go cancel your reservations.
Hey, should we do a $199 that night?
Yeah.
The 4th?
Yeah.
Can we pencil it in already?
Sure.
Because the next one's is the next week. It's on the 14th, and that way that'll give us that'll give us 3 weeks. Make sure you don't have anything planned that night.
Yeah.
Any racing?
And Dan's birthday is that week.
I was thinking about when's
Let me get my fucking calendar out.
Yeah, Brian, hang on. Brandon, hang on.
Brian, Brian, come on, jeez.
All right. So on May 14th is Bubba 199.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we have the 28th and 31st off.
Yep.
And then Brandon the Quad.
He'll be here like the you know, he'll be in town maybe the 3rd, but let's just say 4th.
Brandon the Quad, Bubba 199 on Friday the 4th.
Would you want to be part of that, Brandon?
Hell yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon DeQuan.
Yeah, the aspirin and everything.
I don't want you to say where you're staying, but have you made reservations yet on where you're staying?
Well, not yet, but it's we stayed there before.
All right. Is it fairly close to the studios?
Yes, it is.
He's staying at the Ramada. Let's get real.
All right, I just want to make sure.
He wants snakes in his room.
Now let me ask you a question, Brandon DeQuan. If I get you some pussy, now, do you realize that, you know, we're going to have to probably, not we, I'll organize it, but it's going to have to be in your hotel room, which means your mom and your brother are going to have to go to the mall for a few hours or a few minutes.
That's fine.
All right.
A few minutes.
Remember, his mom's all about this, Bubba.
Yeah, you know, and by the way.
His mom wants this to happen.
Yeah. And I need your mom's, you know, I know because she is your guardian and what have you. I know you're nearly 40 years old, but I do need your mom to say, you know, I do.
Brandon's like in his, like you're like what, 33 or something?
He's my age, I think.
37.
37.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
How about that? Fuck off. Let's closer than you are.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you know, before I get you that pussy, I need your mom to, like, you know, maybe one of these days call in the show and say, listen, this is Brandon DeQuan's mom. We're coming down on the 4th through the 9th, and I know what you got planned for him, getting him some pussy, and I'm completely cool with it.
And Brandon's already said, look, I don't care. Like, you know, as long as she's not a crackhead, I don't care what she looks like. I'm all about it.
I think, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get you some pussy. So, you know, but what I'm saying, buddy, is I need your mom to call in and blow in that final approval.
Okay. Well, that'd be easy to do because she already did it once.
Well, we'd like to do it again, buddy. Just double, you know, just so you know, in case she's changed her mind. So if you can just have her call us one of these days and say, hey, Bubba, it's Brandon DeQuan's mom. Or if somebody could find me the tape. If somebody could find me the tape, and how long ago was it, Brandon DeQuan?
It was two parties ago or something.
It was the day after. It was the day after. It was the Monday after the party.
Okay, yeah.
So 2020.
So it's well over a year old.
Statute of limitation.
You know, Blitz. Yeah,
we need new permission.
Blitz, like, it's well over a year old.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, I agree with you, Bubba. We need permission, even though we've already gotten it. Like, she said she's all about it, but we need to, you know, make sure.
So, Brandon, if you could just have your mom, one of these days, just call in and say, I know I already pre-approved it, but I just want to, Blitz, we've not had an approval of 2021, which is be the fiscal year of when we're getting him, Brandon DeQuan's pussy.
And the last one was like basically the beginning of 2020. It was for the 2019
So
party.
Brandon DeQuan, can you one of these days just have your mom call in, even if it's just real early before she goes to work, and say, hey, Brandon DeQuan's mom, just want to let you know I'm all cool with you guys getting him some pussy when we get down there.
Yeah.
Friday morning.
All right, Friday morning.
Because we got a doctor's appointment. So.
All right. And we probably can't say, hey, pussy. We're just going to probably have to say, you know, get my son laid. You know.
Yeah, give him some kitty-kitty.
Yeah, yeah. Give him some kitty-kitty.
Now, how long, Brandon DeQuan, how long do you think you're going to last on the kitty-kitty?
Well, probably about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I won't even have to do anything.
We already talked about this.
Hold on, Blitz. He said she might not even have to do anything. No, can just take out and show her tits and he's going to come.
No, we've already talked about it. So we need to get her for like an hour.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first one, he's going to be a two-second Jones.
He's going to pop.
And the second one, you know, he'll be a minute.
But now, a second one's a minute?
Well, I mean, of course, this is new,
Bubba. Should we put limitations that she, three nuts?
Yeah, she has to stay for three nuts.
Three nuts.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Brandon, how fast?
Rebuild time is.
I mean, listen, hold on.
Right.
You've never had any pussy, but you jack off a lot. And so you know your recoup time. What's your recoup time, kid?
Well, about 10-15 minutes.
All right. So let's say two nuts.
Sounds good to me.
Walking tall, $5 cash.
I mean, two nuts may be 30 minutes. It may be 58 minutes. But two nuts is fair, right?
Yep.
I mean, if she gets in and out of there in 40 minutes, I mean, okay. You got two nuts, though, didn't you, buddy?
Yes, I did.
All right. So have your mom call us on Friday for the nut approval, and we got you. Okay, kid?
All right.
Bye, buddy.
And Bubba, do you think somebody could end up going and buying the Packers, or do you think they wouldn't do that?
Nobody can. The Packers cannot be sold. It's within it's within the Packer bylaw. The team will always be owned by the community. There'll never be a person that owns the Packers ever.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. Brandon the Quan, I'm just worried about getting you some $200 pussy. I ain't worried about buying the Packers, buddy.
Okay.
See you later. Bye. See you later. Bye. I got to start working on that.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Takes just a certain type of person.
A month from now.
For that job. Right? I mean, you got to get the right... You got to get the right person on that deal, do you not?
Yeah. I agree.
But you just can't.
No.
The average girl that's in that business isn't going to do that. You're going to have to get a girl with a special understanding. Hey, listen, you know, he's a little handicapped and, you know, he's going to come fast real first time and then second time.
You think he comes the first time when she's rolling the condom on?
Yeah. I think that he comes as soon as she takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
He's done.
I agree.
And I'm like, listen, Lisa, Rhonda, fuck, you know, Jenny, the first come's going to be easy. Just take your tits around the farm. Boom, he's done. And then the second one might involve like a little head or something. That's about it.
Okay.
I don't travel those circles anymore, though, Blitz. You know what I'm saying? I don't travel those working girl circuits like I used to. So I'm going to have to get me a working girl at the end of the day.
Oh, boy.
What?
Used to be all up in the mix.
Yeah, trying to find one.
Yeah, I don't even know where you find working
it's
girls.
Tougher
now,
these days,
now, hold on. Is there girls that do this?
Yeah.
But where, I mean, like, they don't do that. Okay.
They all work at Disney.
Oh.
This, like, there'll be a girl who'll do that. Because, like, Brandon's a good dude. He's not, like, you know.
Yeah, he ain't a scumbag.
No, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's real clean. He's just fucking, you know, quadded out.
Yeah.
Well, does he got a big dick?
We don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. I think he said it was, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah. So anyway, I think I'm about spent today.
Yeah, you gotta get some sleep. You gotta go sleep at 3.
Yeah, don't forget I had a 6-round diarrhea situation.
So if you go to sleep at 3, what does that mean for your pills and your
I'm not gonna go. I'm gonna eat at 3.
He's not going to bed.
I'm not varying from my my schedule. I'm gonna go eat at 3, pills at 5, and I'm going to the gym tomorrow, which means alarm at 2:30.
Have you done any art lately?
No. I've not done any art. Just been so fucking bit. Well, because of this project, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah. And
you got anything going on today?
Yeah.
Still more of that same stuff?
More of that project. I hope not. I hope I can tell him, hey, let's wrap this motherfucker up and be done with it, cuz I got to get some rest. And I can go back to my apartment and maybe jack off and take a nap. No, that never
worked. I haven't done that in a while.
That doesn't work out for me. It doesn't, because then it throws off my entire routine.
Mm.
And by the way, for the nearly 600 people watching us on YouTube, thank you. We do something live here on YouTube every Wednesday. Thank you for the super chat. More importantly, give us a like, a thumb, a comment, an analytic. I don't know what the fuck, but give us something. And more importantly, subscribe and get a notification, because I'm trying to get to 40,000 subscribers.
I think I'm going to take the kayak out today.
Hello?
Hey, brother. It's Dark Match Tampateri. How are you, brother?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
I don't know how I'm going to handle this. Talking nice about all above Army women, brother. I'll do my best. I know I'm almost over, but...
Lakeland Larry?
The Bubba the Love Sponge's official statement is, the Tampateri is kind of over. That message approved by the council. But he goes back to the dick that he usually is as soon as he disrespects any lady of the Bubba Army. That's the official statement there, Ron from Lakeland, so fuck off. Hello?
Hello? Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm a new subscriber, long-time listener, but I've just subscribed to Twitch, and I'm going to subscribe to YouTube. But I don't know how. I'd like to send bits, and I want to come up with a screen name, but I don't know how to do that.
Make one called Panhandle Patty.
Oh, there you go. You're from the Panhandle. Blitz knows everything. So let's make you Panhandle Patty.
Okay.
and as far as giving bits.
I mean, or you can use your name, whatever.
I mean... Yeah, but and as far as giving bits, I don't even fucking know how to do it.
You scroll down. You scroll down on the chat. And
yeah.
It says Bubba right there.
Rhett's supposed to have a tutorial that we're put up on YouTube,
They'll be like, hi, you're a brand new listener to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and you just joined Twitch. Maybe your name's Patty, and you live in the fucking panhandle. And you'd like to give a couple dollars to support the show because you think it's funny as fuck. Here's what you do.
Okay.
But unfortunately, okay. Patty, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I don't know how to do it. Now, Patty, how did you find the show?
Oh, I've been following y'all on Twitch since you started on Twitch. Fort Walton Beach 103.1.
Yeah.
I've been since 13.
Now, do we sound good as fuck on 103.1 too?
Yes.
Yeah. How about the whole Florida Man radio station? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's cool. I like the whole lineup.
Yeah.
You've called him before, right?
Yeah.
Yes, a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Patty, I don't really... Patty, you can PayPal us some money if you want. But, Patty, you know what? Just hold on to your money and just enjoy it. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. We're doing okay right now.
Yeah, but I wanted to do a screen name and throw some bits.
Well, okay. We'll do Panhandle. I mean, I want to take your money, Patty. I really do. And I like the fact that you're cool as fuck and you're a female and you listen to me out of the panhandle. So I'll take your money. I just don't know how to take it.
Maybe Brett will put a tutorial up then?
Yeah, I mean, Blitz, I know Red is really fucking busy, but
we need to get one of those.
We probably have a lot of women like Panhandle Patty.
And guys.
Or guys. We probably, like Mark Tate, the landlord.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I don't know how to fucking figure it out. I don't even know how the fuck you're paying your rent right now, because I'd love to give you some money, and I can't fucking figure out how to do it.
I'll just take it off the month rent.
Yeah, subscribing was easy, but then I've gone through everything and I can't figure out how to even chat with you.
I mean, Blitz, you think I could, now Blitz, this is way up and beyond, but you think I could put Patty on hold and you could, like, just real quick maybe run her through it, or do you not have that patience?
To run her through how to get bits?
Yeah, how to give a bit.
So let me load it up real quick so I can exactly tell you.
Patty, you paying attention?
Yes.
All right, now really fucking paying attention here, Patty, okay?
So in our chat.
I'm watching on YouTube too.
I know. Well, you can't do it on YouTube.
Oh, I know.
So in the chat, so you're already signed up for Twitch, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in the chat, the little diamond icon.
Hold on, Blitz, slow down. I know you're eating right now. So you're
it's a mint.
All right, so you're getting a little opiate slurry there, so go ahead.
I wish. I'm out.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, so Patty, here it is. See that, you know, the little diamond? Now Blitz, where's the diamond located?
Right next to the smiley face.
Yeah, in the actual chat window on
Twitch. Now, see the chat window. See the diamond next to the smiley face?
Not on Twitch. I'm on YouTube now.
Well, what? Yeah. I mean, we need to get you over to Twitch. Sign over to Twitch real fast.
Okay.
I know. We're gonna lose one listener, one viewer on you. And by the way, Blitz, this could be almost a term of violation of YouTube.
Probably is.
Yeah. But we're not. Listen, we live in both worlds, YouTube. We love you. We're here. We're live for you on Wednesdays. This happens to be a real good listener out of. So now, Patty, you've not even established a screen name yet?
You said she did.
No, she says she subscribed.
Oh, no, I have one I'd like to use. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No, don't tell me what it is, because some fuckhead will go steal it and some bullshit. So keep it to yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, now Blitz. Now, Patty, are you on? We're just calling you Panhandle Patty, whatever the fuck, but it is. That's what we're calling you. But are you on Twitch right now?
Yeah, I got it on Twitch, and YouTube still stayed on too.
That's great. Now, in that little chat window, do you see that little smiley face and diamond?
When you go to our Twitch page, you go click on the little chat thing, where it says chat. So it opens the chat box.
Yeah, opens the chat box. You're fucking tearing those mints up, aren't you, Blitz?
Oh, I fucking
love Walking tall, $2 cash.
All right, Blitz, take it over. Please help me.
Once you're in the chat box, click the fucking diamond, and then you click on get bits, and then you buy your bits and give us bits. Thank you very much.
Okay, I know y'all want to get out of there. I'll figure it out.
No, we don't want to get out of here. Blitz is just being a real fucking dick, you know. Jesus, God.
Actually, I can't do it on Twitch unless you're live on there anyhow.
Yeah, you can.
Oh. Mm. Well, all I see is
Patty. Hey, Patty. How about Patty, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take your phone number down, okay?
Yeah. And I'm going to talk dirty to you later.
And I'm going
to
have...
Do you even give her permission to do a tongue-in?
Blitz.
Yes.
There you go, Bubba. You're done.
Blitz.
You're in. Locked in.
Blitz, I'm making you call her. Okay? So, Patty, I'm going to put... Blitz has already got your number, but I'm going to put you on hold, and Blitz is going to call you and walk you through this shit, okay?
I will.
But, Patty, hold on, okay, babe?
Okay.
All right. Lummi, if you could get a number, or Blitz, if you already have her number. Please, somebody get her number.
Please, please. And
please, please, please. Blitz, can you see if I put something on my other screen?
No.
Can you see it?
No.
And nobody else not?
No,
what I'm saying is I just want you to see what I'm looking at, but I don't want to broadcast it. Do you have that ability?
If you put it on your left screen or your right screen?
My left screen.
Yeah, I can do that. But I mean, Lummi will see it.
I don't give a fuck if Lummi sees
it. Okay, then yeah.
But I don't want anybody in YouTube world to see it.
I can do that, absolutely.
Okay. And I certainly do not want to broadcast it.
Okay.
But I want you to see it.
Okay.
Okay. And everybody has to be careful as to what we say, okay?
Yep.
What's going on?
This is just, Lummi, shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Lummi wasn't on the
phone. I was on the phone, sorry.
So Lummi, Bubba's going to show something on the screen. Don't talk about it. Don't say nothing. Gotcha. No one's going to see it.
And just follow my lead.
Okay.
And Blitz, you follow my lead too.
Okay.
So I'm over here because, you know, I'm trying to help Patty. So I'm over here. I'm over here a little bit, okay?
Oh, I already know where you're going.
I was in that world, right?
I already know where you're going. You're right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Remember, I'm the one told you about that.
No, and you did. And after you told me about it, I've been doing some research.
I know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
You are fucking pathetic.
I mean,
this is a fucking joke. It is making the whole thing look stupid. Even the legitimate motherfuckers that are on there, this looks fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's getting like literally worse by the day.
And it's not fair. And it's not cool.
It's very empowering, though, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's very empowering.
Yeah, empowering. So anyway.
Okay. I mean, it's really like...
It's a fucking joke is what it is.
Yeah, it really is.
It's an absolute fucking joke.
Yep.
All right, great. So listen, everybody, thank you for being part of the YouTube experience. We go live every Wednesday, you know, 10:15 to whenever. Next Wednesday, I will be Bubba Sassoon as I will be styling Lummi's beard. I've already proved to Lummi... I'm all about doing it the right way and looking good as fuck. Yep. And then the next Wednesday we'll be live from the bowling alley. Blitz, is there anything that you need to do equipment wise for the bowling alley? Or are we
doing phones, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll just probably use my phone.
Okay.
And Lummi, have you made arrangements with them on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, we're good on the Wi-Fi. They have a Wi-Fi system that we can use.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
Just bring now, Lummi, make sure now, bring
Lummi,
a charger.
Lummi. My phone will be fully charged, and okay. I will be a char. I will bring a charger as well. But Lummi, from now until then, will you double test their fucking Wi-Fi system?
Yeah, I would do it that way.
Yeah, okay.
No, Blitz and I may be going up there.
We're gonna go up there one day.
So Blitz, if you go up there one day, could you just say, okay, they got some fucking strong Wi-Fi. We won't be fucking max headroom like we are today.
Yep. And that's a setting on our. There's no way to change it until we go off.
All right.
So.
So listen, everybody, I don't know. Is there any way for me to look at the top chatters today, super chatters? Walking tall. Is there a particular button, Blitz, that I can hit on our live deal that shows, top chat?
No, that doesn't do it.
Mm. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me!
There's a way to do it. I don't remember on YouTube.
Man, you're really, I don't know.
What?
Just.
What?
You're just really. Slurred up today.
I fucking...
That Zanny still...
It really did.
That Zanny's still in... You know what? Hold on. You ready? That Zanny's still in play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I took some and it didn't seem like enough, so I took more last night.
That Zanny's still in play.
Is it not? Yeah, and I'm going to go take the fucking kayak out later and go home and smash the other half.
This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show warning you that farts can turn into poops, and poops are the payoff.
I mean, you did some great disclaimers today, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. We're the fucking that. Disclaimer show now.
The Bubba Love Sponge Show finds adult African American men with adult white women. It's hot and very acceptable.
That should be royalty free. We should not get a strike. Hello, Lisa Ann. How are you? Is Miss Carrie Baby in chat? I didn't see her. I haven't seen her for
Peter,
a while.
Peter is in chat.
She was on Twitch. I saw
Carrie Baby was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Lisa on my lips? She's over here, right?
Yeah.
And how about Country Girl 92?
Yeah, she was there.
How about Scout and Big O?
They were there. They donated.
How about Amy? I think Amy's on vacation right now with the grandkids.
Yeah, FTE, Greg, and Amy.
FTE, Greg, and Amy. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. You know, you work hard and you play hard, so you need to treat yourself and stock up for summer barbecues with the Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping by using my code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything that you need to fire up your grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals, all from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with my code Bubba at checkout. Again, it's real simple. That's KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba as your promo code on checkout. KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba upon checkout.